Photos, Second Night of Peace in Kenosha Following Rittenhouse Verdict. By Randy Clark on November 21, 2021. Kenosha, Wisconsin, for the second night in a row. Kenosha is breathing a sigh of relief following Friday's verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. The verdict left some residents on edge, worried that the riots and violence the city experienced last year would not return. So far, the predicted demonstrations and violence have not materialized while a sense of calm remained near the courthouse where the verdict was delivered. Immediately following the reading of the verdict, citizens expressed their opinions on the steps of the Kenosha County Courthouse, Breitbart Texas reported. At times, the exchange of opinions became tense, and tempers flared. Although the interactions were mostly peaceful, many feared the verdict would eventually lead to a repeat of the violence the city experienced in 2020. Despite the rising tensions immediately following the verdict in the Rittenhouse trial, they did not lead, thus far, to a repeat of last year's violence. Preparations for larger demonstrations and riots in the downtown area were evident as some residents and business owners boarded up homes and storefronts. Breitbart Texas spoke to one local businesswoman who operates a store just blocks from the scene of last year's demonstrations and riots. Susan, who did not wish to provide her last name, says she witnessed hundreds of vehicles enter Kenosha on the night of the riots. There were at least 200 vehicles with blacked-out license plates. I knew there was going to be trouble, she recalled. Susan says the rioters were not from Kenosha. We love our city, it's peaceful here. The destruction they caused was something we wouldn't do to ourselves, she added. She says she is still on edge but is hopeful that the peace lasts. The damage done on that night is something she says the residents don't want to relive. Several businesses in the downtown area of Kenosha were boarded up and painted with messages to would-be rioters. Messages were painted on boarded-up windows and doors expressing hopes of peace. At one nursing home near the scene of last year's riots, messages were painted on boarded-up windows advising protesters that elderly residents were located inside the building. Although most residents remain hopeful, law enforcement authorities remain on guard. Several officers Breitbart Texas spoke to say additional law enforcement resources are still on standby should the situation change. Outside Kenosha, demonstrations and protests materialized across the country in the wake of the verdict. Rioters demonstrated in Oregon and New York after the verdict was reached. As reported by Breitbart Texas, demonstrations in nearby Chicago on Saturday saw hundreds gather in Federal Plaza expressing their anger at the verdict. For now, at least, residents of Kenosha are breathing a sigh of relief hoping that the calm holds. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.